Blackstone Audio presents A Person of Interest by Susan Choi. Part 1. Chapter 1. It was only after Hendley was bombed that Lee was forced to admit to himself just how much he disliked him. A raw, never mind vein of thought in an instant laid bare by the force of explosion. Of course, it was typical in his profession for diminishing elders to harbor ill will toward their junior colleagues. But Lee, who had been tenured in his department for more than 20 years, felt that he was exempt from the obsolescence that infected most other professors his age. He was still capable of the harsh princeliness he'd possessed in his youth, although now he was half through his 60s and his hair was all white. That old aristocratic hauteur would return suddenly, and his loose, dowdy trousers, always belted too high, would seem to sit on a younger man's waist. The liver spots that had come to his face would be bleached by the glare pouring forth from his eyes. His wasn't the kind of temperament spouse, or child, or friend had ever wanted to cleave to, but for his students it had the power to impress. Like most of their peers, they found the notion of mentorship fusty. Unlike Lee, in his own student days, they shunned the emeritus aura. They mostly wanted teachers who acted like pals. This was why they'd loved Hendley. But they didn't scorn Lee quite as much, he felt sure, as they did the other professors his age, the old men with their elbow-patched tweeds, and their stay-at-home wives who made cookies and tea for the very few students who still bothered to seek professorial counsel. Then again, there were times he was forced to believe the exact opposite. That is